Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nainar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Through the Window on Forging Your Own Path to Success by Linteo Altilu is a business memoir and career reflection centered on self-determination under conditions of severe constraint. The book traces Liu from poverty in a rural Chinese fishing village during the Cultural Revolution to an international career as an engineer, executive, entrepreneur, and cross-cultural business leader. Its purpose is not simply to recount upward mobility, but to examine the habits and decisions that allow a person without inherited access to move through closed systems. Published in the Forbes Books Orbit, it is positioned for first-generation professionals, immigrants, technical leaders, and ambitious readers who must operate across institutional and cultural barriers. The book combines personal history with practical reflection on resilience, education, corporate advancement, entrepreneurship, and global leadership. Its central concern is how people who begin outside established pathways can create legitimate entry points while preserving focus, dignity, and integrity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, poverty in rural China as the foundation of disciplined ambition. The book begins from a formative context that is central to its meaning. Liu grew up in extreme poverty in a remote Chinese fishing village during the Cultural Revolution. This background matters because it frames ambition not as a lifestyle preference, but as a response to scarcity and limited institutional access. Opportunity was not evenly distributed, and higher education was difficult to reach for someone born far from political, economic, and educational centers. The memoir, therefore, treats aspiration as something that must be organized through discipline rather than assumed as a natural right. Liu's early environment also gives the title its symbolic force. To enter through the window suggests finding an unconventional opening when the formal door is closed or controlled by others. The emphasis is not on bypassing standards, but on refusing to accept inherited exclusion as destiny. This makes the book distinct from many executive memoirs that begin after privilege or professional validation has already been secured. Its early chapters, as described in available material, appear to ground later leadership lessons in deprivation, uncertainty, and the need to convert limited resources into sustained forward movement. Secondly, education and engineering as routes out of restricted opportunity. A major implied through line of In Through the Window is the role of technical competence in creating mobility. Liu is described as an engineer and patent holding professional, which places education and applied problem solving at the center of the journey. For a first generation professional, education is more than credential accumulation. It becomes a way to translate personal effort into recognizable value within systems that may not otherwise grant attention. Engineering also shapes the practical logic of the book. Rather than presenting resilience as emotional endurance alone, Liu's career suggests a disciplined process of identifying constraints, learning the rules of a system, and producing measurable results. This is especially relevant for readers from underrepresented or immigrant backgrounds. Because technical excellence can provide an objective basis for credibility even when social belonging is uncertain. At the same time, the book does not appear to reduce advancement to schooling alone. Its larger point is that education must be combined with persistence, judgment, and the capacity to move across settings. Technical knowledge opens a path, but sustained advancement depends on how that knowledge is applied inside organizations and markets. Thirdly, cross-cultural leadership across China, Europe, Asia, and the United States. Liu's career is presented as a global one, spanning business activity across China, the United States, France, Singapore, and broader international markets. This makes cross-cultural leadership one of the book's most concrete areas of relevance. The challenge is not simply learning foreign customs, but managing expectations across different assumptions about hierarchy, trust, communication, risk, and authority. For professionals who operate internationally, competence in one country rarely transfers automatically to another. The book's value lies in showing that global leadership requires adaptation without loss of core principles. Available descriptions emphasize integrity, dignity, and focus, suggesting that Liu treats cultural flexibility as compatible with personal consistency. This is particularly important for immigrant executives who may face pressure either to assimilate completely or to remain confined to familiar networks. Liu's trajectory indicates a third approach: develop enough fluency in multiple business environments to lead across them while retaining a stable internal standard. Compared with narrower career advice books, this memoir appears to place professional growth within the realities of multinational operations, where credibility must be rebuilt repeatedly in unfamiliar contexts. Fourthly, navigating corporate hierarchies without relying on inherited access. The book is explicitly positioned for readers who feel underestimated or overlooked, especially first-generation professionals and immigrants. That positioning suggests a serious concern with how people move through corporate hierarchies when they lack the informal advantages that often shape advancement. Corporate systems reward performance, but they also depend on visibility, sponsorship, communication style, and an understanding of unwritten expectations. Lu's story appears to address this gap through lived experience, rather than a formal framework. The practical insight is that advancement requires both competence and strategic awareness. A person must learn how decisions are made, how credibility is built, and how to remain effective without surrendering dignity to politics or resentment. The emphasis on integrity is important because it distinguishes the book from purely tactical career manuals. It does not appear to advocate manipulation or personal branding as substitutes for substance. Instead, it presents professional legitimacy as something earned through reliability, focus, and persistence over time. This makes the book especially relevant to readers who enter elite or multinational settings from outside dominant cultural or social pipelines and must learn how to be seen without losing themselves. Lastly, entrepreneurial transformation through market building and operational persistence. Lu is described as an executive and entrepreneur associated with scaling companies and founding Navac in 2017, with activity in HVAC tools and industrial vacuum technology. This entrepreneurial dimension broadens the memoir beyond personal promotion inside existing institutions. It shows a later stage of self-determination, not only entering established rooms, but helping build organizations, markets, and products. Entrepreneurship in this context is not presented as a glamorous escape from corporate life. It appears connected to technical expertise, operational discipline, and the ability to identify neglected opportunities in specialized industries. That is significant because the book's version of ambition is grounded in practical sectors, rather than abstract disruption language. The movement from poverty to global executive leadership to company building suggests a cumulative model of growth. Each phase depends on capabilities developed in the previous one: endurance from hardship, problem solving from engineering, judgment from multinational management, and courage from repeated reinvention. For readers, the entrepreneurial lesson is less about copying a specific business model and more about understanding how durable expertise can be converted into leadership when combined with market awareness and sustained execution. In conclusion, In Through the Window is best suited for first-generation professionals, immigrants, engineers moving into leadership, globally mobile managers, and readers who want a career memoir grounded in constraint rather than privilege. Its practical benefit is the way it connects personal resilience with institutional navigation. Readers can take from it a clearer understanding of how education, technical credibility, cultural adaptation, and disciplined persistence can work together across a long career. Its intellectual benefit lies in its treatment of opportunity as something shaped by history, geography, class, and organizational structure, not merely by personal desire. The book stands out in the success and executive memoir category because its starting point is unusually stark rural poverty during a politically restrictive period in China, followed by movement through multinational business environments and entrepreneurship. Many leadership books begin with established authority and then extract principles. Lu's memoir appears to reverse that pattern by asking how authority is built when access is initially absent. It is unlikely to function as a step-by-step management system, and readers seeking a formal framework may find it more reflective than procedural. Its strength is in realistic positioning, a personal account that gives overlooked professionals a model of advancement based on competence, adaptability, dignity, and long-term execution. If you would like to support Lintou, LTOU, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.